much.
Shalom, everybody. shalom. I hope all is well with everybody. Thank you for coming to my my channel. Welcome back. Y'all, if you know what season we are in right now. And a lot of us are in different seasons with the Most High. Everybody's in a different path in their walk. But if we're in the same season, we're in the same season. And it's just that time to give Abba that full honor, glory, and praise that he deserves. No hesitation, no caring what nobody else got to say, none of that. Give it to him. Because at the end of the day, we're doing this for him and not man. Truly, it's time to trust. Hallelujah. It's time to trust in the Abba. It's time to believe what you pray. And it's time to stand in your authority. Stand in it, y'all. Stand in it. I'm going to just get straight to the point. This is going to be a pretty short episode today. Because I just want to, like I said, I just want to say what the Abba wants me to say. And I just want to get out the way. And, you know, I want to wish y'all well and, you know, welcome y'all to share things coming up soon. I do have spots open. I have two spots filled right now for co-host. The next podcast should be November the 4th. And I'm welcoming a co-host. I won't give out their name yet. But I am welcoming a co-host, guys. Excuse me. So yeah, like I just want to encourage everybody to continue to walk in their anointing, walk in their purpose, walk in their path, mission, whatever you want to call it. Truly be encouraged. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nobody stop you. Just truly stand in the Most High no matter what the situation is. And I'm saying that because the season that I was in, if y'all know, y'all know, I've always been a solid person. I've got done dirty so many times. No matter how bad somebody treat me, ain't no get back in me. And I'll remain solid. And I'll remain me at the end of the day. I'm a good-hearted person. I'm kind. I'm loving. I'm nurturing. I'm all of that. So I'm not going to allow the enemy. Yeah, the enemy. I'm not going to allow the enemy to change who the Most High created me to be, no matter how he used his pawns to try to bring me down or make me do wicked things. So I'm saying all of that to say, stand on who you are. Be true to yourself at the end of the day. And if something comes along on the path, have discernment. Pray for discernment if you feel like you don't have it. Pray for it, and definitely trust your intuition, y'all. Trust your intuition. Trust the Most High inside of you. Trust that Ruach HaKodesh, y'all. And now that I know what I know about the Ruach, that's why I type feel like that women's intuition is stronger than men's. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. Y'all, I'm gonna let y'all hear this exclusive poetry. I don't know if I want to do one or two right now, but I'm gonna do this one for right now, and after I do it, then I'll tell y'all the backstory behind it if I haven't already. I'm gonna be thinking about if I did or not while I share it with y'all. I wrote this 9/26/22. That was a Monday. 902-840. The title is called Breathe. Excuse me, y'all. The title is called Breath. All right. Here we go. Hey. All right, y'all, for real. They want me to hold my breath. Don't want me to talk about my father because it make them tight in their chest. But nevertheless, they only want to hear if you talking wickedness. Don't want to see us shine like for the one that I step, bow down, cry, and release all my stress. But that's okay. Like he spoke, every knee shall bow and every tongue gon' confess that he's king, sovereign, Kodesh. That means holy and nothing less in between. Yah don't change, he's the only true living Elohim. So watch your mouth when you speak. You paying for every word you speak. So keep your 2 cents, more or less I'm gon' step. Talk that talk. Let the Abba speak through me, because he's my breath. Inhale, exhale. I feel his spirit in my chest. Yeah, I'm talking to Ruach HaKodesh. Sometimes I still sin, but I always make sure I repent. We all got the opportunity due to his only son being sent. They want me to hold my breath because they wicked spirit can't handle the fire that the Most High spit. Whoo. I ain't done yet. Hamashiach, the only one that paid the rent. To him, I pay my dues. I step and tread on snakes outside the fence. A lot of y'all playing demons, playing with the Most High, committing treason. Case closed, I bind them up. You can't release them. Yah is the only reason I'm still breathing. Shalom. Yeah. Oh, that was titled Breath again. The title of that was Breath. And I'm going to tell y'all the backstory upon that. All praise to the Most High. All right. So the Most High dropped these lyrics in my spirit. One day I was at work, and if y'all don't know, I work around a lot of people. I have to ride in a shuttle. So, you know, I'm in there with a mixture of people, mixture of spirits, energy, whatever y'all want to call it. So I was expressing to these brothers. I don't even remember how we got on the topic, but I was expressing to these brothers. I know what it was. They asked me about my name. And I told them the story behind that. And so they just started asking more questions, and the Most High, you know, put it on my spirit to, you know, go ahead and tell them, like, hey, you know, do y'all know who you are, etc. And the conversation led to them, you know, me telling them the basics, I want to say. Or rather, let me use the correct term, the biblical term. I was telling them a lot of the milk portion of being in this truth, or knowing, you know, coming into the knowledge of the truth. And it was a Caucasian guy. I could tell his energy shifted. You know, I'm telling him the milk. I'm telling him the basics. So, you know, Christ isn't Caucasian, you know, all of that. I'm telling them all of that. And I peeped his energy shifted. It's his turn to get out the shuttle, and he's slamming the door. You know, he's just showing more of having an attitude now. He's showing aggression and anger, you know what I'm saying? And so I peeped, and I didn't say anything to him. I just kept talking to them because that was the focus. And at that period in time, I asked the Most High, like, what should I do? Should I say something to him or whatever? He's like, focus. So I continued telling the brothers, and they were very inspired. All praise to the Most High that seed was planted. Hallelujah. And later on, we were getting ready to leave work, and he tells one of the brothers that I was talking to, he told him, oh, I'd rather hear her talk about anything else but God. And it's like, whoa, like, wow, that's crazy. And so I kept like thinking about it, I kept thinking about it a lot, not gonna lie. Kept thinking about it because I'm just like, wow, he really said that. I was just like, wow, because the brother came back and told me what he said. That he didn't hear me talk about anything else but the Most High. And I'm just like, wow. So I kind of like, I kept thinking about it for a while. And in my prayer time, that's when the Most High dropped those lyrics in my spirit. And if I don't write something down, I'll forget it. And so I stopped everything I was doing. I wrote it down, and I could do nothing but praise him. I was so excited. I wanted to share it with somebody, with, you know, everybody. I wanted to share it. And I waited because it wasn't time. I prayed about it. And in my spirit, I felt it wasn't time. It wasn't time to release what he had gave me. And everything that's happening in this season, if y'all know, you know, like with Kanye and even beyond that, like, he put on my spirit and my heart, this is the time. Go ahead and release it. So I went ahead and I gave y'all that. I let y'all hear it. And I just hope and pray that y'all listen to the lyrics and understand what is being said. If not, I try to read it slow, you know, because I be getting told I read fast sometimes. But I read it slow for y'all. If y'all want me to do it over, I'll do it over. But yeah, like, I truly pray for our people, and I cry out because we are getting closer and closer. We don't know what day or time he's returning. We don't know when our king is returning. And so every day we should present ourselves as a living sacrifice unto him. No matter what our life brings or what our day brings, we got to stay on top. We got to stand on Yah. And that's so important, because in this flesh sometimes we may feel like I can't do it, or why is this happening, or whatever the case may be. But even in the bad times, remember to trust him, because it's definitely a lesson in good and bad things that you go through. It's a lesson all the time. He's in every detail. And so with that being said, brothers and sisters, I just encourage y'all to stay vigilant. And whatever position that the Most High has you in, remain humble. That has been another thing he's allowing me to see. A lot of us have positions and we're getting too big head about it. We need to remain humble, because he can turn the tables. He gave that to you. He can take it away. And stay solid, for real. And I just thank the Most High for making me that way. That's one thing, me, even being young and, you know, knowing what I know now, and knowing the stuff that I knew as a kid, I ain't never want to, you know, act wicked or be wicked towards nobody. Like, I don't know, it just never sat right with me. And so when people do me dirty or think they got one up, it's like I don't got no get back. And then knowing what I know now, for real, about the Most High, like the power that my father has, he got the last say so, and you gonna reap what you sow, period. And it ain't no get back in me, because why would I waste my time, energy, and getting somebody back when ultimately from the jump I showed them love, I showed them respect, I showed them kindness. So I'm gonna continue to do that. Whether if it's a friendship, whatever the case may be, people are gonna double back, because I don't wanna say the wrong thing, but still again, you reap what you sow, and you gonna eat every emotion, every word, every whatever it is that you gave that person, trying to make them feel bad. You gonna feel that. Whether if you feel it the next day, next week, next year, next month, next 5 years, 2 years, you never know. That's why it has always been a standard and more for me to treat people the way that I want to be treated. That's always been important, because I always have that mindset, like, okay, I don't want to do somebody like that because I wouldn't want them to do it to me. Like, that's my whole thing. But I'm not about to let nobody step on me, neither. Trust, believe that. But yeah, y'all, like, truly just trust in the Father, y'all. That's what I've been hearing and feeling. And it's not the time. It's not the time to be playing. It's not the time to be on the fence. And what I always tell people is, I'm not just talking to y'all. Like, he be talking to me too. Trust. He be talking to me too. So, no matter what it is, y'all got it. The Most High didn't allow you to learn any of these things for nothing. If you feel like he's not using you, or you feel unworthy, tell HaSatan to flee and move on. Move on, move up. Move harder, move smarter. And the only thing I can continue saying is stand on the Most High, because when you do that, he's going to show you. And we have to be patient, y'all. We have to be so patient. The Most High was patient with us. Like, how can we not be patient? And I know it's hard in this flesh and everything. And that's why patience is a fruit of the Spirit, of the Ruach. We want stuff so quick in this flesh. This life, this matrix life, the life living in the matrix, you want everything so fast. And even being out of the matrix, you still kind of like want to rush things, but ain't no reason. Everything is on his time and on Yah's timing. And so, you know, just try to remember that, you know. I slip up too, not going to lie. I'm not sitting here holier than thou. But the more we instill these things and reinforce and reaffirm the promises over our life, you will continue to see y'all moving in your life. You will continue to get to the greater you. You know, because there's nothing greater than the greater that is in us. Hallelujah. And I took that from my brother, Prince David. If you know him, shout out to my brother. And if you don't, go check him out. I'm not sure what his name is on YouTube anymore. But Crown Prince on Instagram. Very beautiful voice. All praises to the Most High. But yeah, y'all, I'm going to cut this short. I'm going to end it right here. And I wish y'all the best. Continue to stand on y'all. Continue to stand on your purpose. Take everything in prayer. And faith without works is dead. So if you're not doing no work, then what are you doing? But I love y'all. Shalom. Stay tuned. I'll talk to y'all soon. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see y'all back again. All right. Shalom. Yada the poet. 'Mission to hate. If you know, you know. Go check out the single called Permission by me, Yada the Poet herself, engineered by Anabio the Servant. Alright, y'all. I'm gonna get out of here. Thank y'all so much for all y'all support. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all y'all support. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me to be a part of this, y'all. And please forgive it if it sounds crazy. I did a piece to my equipment did break, so I don't have my regular equipment to record. But you know, I'm working with what I got, because I tell y'all, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna stick to it. All praises to the Most High. But all right, y'all.